Hello, hello. Welcome to Pockets of Hope, the podcast. I am your host, Melina June Pierre. Thank you so much for being here once again. We are in the series called The Process, and today we are in part three of the series. And you know, this week we are going deep, deep, deep into the Word of God. We just want the Holy Spirit to truly reveal Himself to us through these words and through these moments that we take to just spend time with our Heavenly Father. We are so blessed, hallelujah, to be alive. It's an honor and privilege to still be in the land of the living, hallelujah, and to know that God is still working on us and that there is so much more that the Lord want to do with you and me. So once again, thank you. I encourage you to, you know, stretch like I, you know, usually do, stretch and just kind of get yourself prepared. Yawn if you have to. This is your moment. This is your time with your Heavenly Father, and it's precious. So just get into a space where, you know, you probably can find a quiet space for the next, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. We're just going to get deeper into the Word of God today. And I hope that you will be blessed by this message. Hallelujah. And uplifted. And that you would find the strength to endure in your process. With that being said, we're going to head right into it. Now, you know, I wondered, you know, what could we possibly say right now about the process? What can we say about the process that has not already been said? Hallelujah. And you know, the Holy Spirit led me to even find out what is process? The word process itself. Hallelujah. What does that word mean? Hallelujah. Because we're talking about trusting God in our process. We're talking about the process. What is it? Hallelujah. In simple English, you know. And so the dictionary says the noun meaning of the word process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. An example, military operations could jeopardize the peace process. So the process to achieving peace, maybe there are certain steps. And, you know, this thing is saying military operations could, you know, possibly jeopardize that. So another meaning of process is a natural or involuntary series of changes, like the aging process. Okay. And I'm going to skip on over to the meaning of process, the verb meaning, which is the action word process. To perform a series of mechanical or chemical operations on something in order to change or preserve it. So we have a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. And then we have perform a series of mechanical or chemical operations on something in order to change it or preserve it. And those two meanings, there are several others. Those two meanings really struck me. And it made me formulate the question as to which of these versions of process are you going through right now? And the thing is, many of us go through these forms of processes at different points and times in our lives. And as I thought about it, I usually search to see who in the Bible had experienced some sort of process before. Who experienced processing like this? And the Shunammite woman came to me. And the thing is with the Shunammite woman is she experienced process. The noun as well as the verb. Her story is taken from 2 Kings. And at the beginning part of Kings, the 2 Kings, Elijah was passing through her town and she heard about it, and she was a wealthy, you know, married woman, and she was excited and she made a room for him. She prepared a room for him and she gave him a space for him to lay down to rest his head. And Elijah wanted to, you know, to repay this woman her kindness. And so he found out, what didn't this wealthy woman have? What is it that this wealthy woman really wanted? And it turns out this wealthy woman did not have a son. This wealthy woman didn't have a child. And Elisha spoke into her life, hallelujah, and said, hallelujah, this time next year, you would have a child. That right there was the process, hallelujah. That process was her action. She was acting in faith, not to receive anything in return, hallelujah, because she was wealthy. She had it. She offered up her own space and showed kindness to the man of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God is working in our lives without us knowing, just us being in place, hallelujah, and doing, showing kindness to people, hallelujah. God can use those very things to activate some things within us. And then the biological process happened when he spoke words to her, when Elijah spoke to her, hallelujah. Whatever obstruction that caused her, hallelujah, to not be able to have children, because her husband, the Bible says, was, hallelujah, was old, hallelujah, and she, hallelujah, and she didn't, hallelujah, she didn't have, she didn't have a child, amen, hallelujah. And so fast forward to several years later, this son, hallelujah, this woman conceived and she bore a son, hallelujah, the following spring, the Bible says. And then a couple years later, the child grew up, hallelujah, and he went out one day to his father among the reapers, and he said to his father, oh, my head, my head. And the father said to his servants, carry him to his mother. And when he lifted him and brought him to his mother, the child sat on her lap till noon, and then he died. Hallelujah. And then he went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. She went up, she laid him on the bed of the man of God. Hallelujah. And shut the door behind him and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, send me one of the servants and one donkey that I may go quickly to the man of God and come back again. And he said, why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, all is well. Hallelujah. That was, you know, that was a powerful and bold move. That was this woman's faith. Hallelujah. She was, I believe, going through the noun process once again. She was just taking steps of faith. Hallelujah. She, if you watch the way this woman moved, hallelujah, she was respectful of her husband. Hallelujah. She sent word to him. And then when he asked, you know, well, why are you going to him? So this man didn't even know his son had passed away. She said, all is well. She kept put that baby on the man of God's bed. And she went. And I'm going to fast forward to when the man of God came to the house. Hallelujah. When Elijah came into the house, he saw the child laying dead on his bed. So he went in and shut the door behind the two of them and prayed to the Lord. Then he went up and lay on the child, putting his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. And as he stretched himself upon him, the flesh of the child became warm. Hallelujah. And then he got up again and walked once back and forth in the house and went up and stretched himself upon him. The child sneezed 7 times. Hallelujah. And the child opened his eyes. Then he summoned Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she came in to him, he said, pick up your son. Hallelujah. And she came and fell at his feet, bowing to the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. Hallelujah. So much faith is in that story. If you continue on, this woman is brought back up again. And the Bible tells you about another situation where she was in. Hallelujah. And how, hallelujah, she lost everything and due to a famine and she wasn't there. And so people took her land. And how, hallelujah, this same occasion when the king was told about this very occasion, hallelujah, he was able to restore everything back to her and give her, you know, double for her losses. Hallelujah. But it's this very story we're gonna kind of dive into. Hallelujah. This was processed as a verb. Hallelujah. An action word. Hallelujah. Elijah was performing, hallelujah, a healing, a resurrection. Hallelujah. And so he had to get, oh my God, if we broke it down, we can see that this process was happening behind closed doors. Hallelujah. Sometimes, oh God, when we are going through things, hallelujah, especially when we are presented, hallelujah, with a scary situation, hallelujah, with a hurtful situation, when we are dealing with something that, with a loss, with a dead thing in our lives, hallelujah, when we are dealing with something that is supposed to be a traumatic situation, the loss of a child is unimaginable. It is to lose it's unnatural. Hallelujah. It's not something that's supposed to happen. So when it does, it really, hallelujah, the parents don't know how to act. But this woman, hallelujah, this woman had an unusual calm about her. She was not looking, hallelujah, at her present circumstances, because she knew, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, that there was a God somewhere, hallelujah. There was a man of God somewhere, hallelujah. A great God, the same God that in her husband's old age and whatever her barren, whether she was barren or not, hallelujah. A year later, after showing kindness to this man, she had this child, and this child, you know, fall dead over a headache? No, she did not accept that. Sometimes you, in your process, hallelujah, or the start of your process is not accepting, hallelujah, what the enemy says in the name of Jesus. And so they shut that door behind them, hallelujah, and prayed to the Lord. So sometimes everything don't require you posting it up. It don't require you calling everybody. But if you just have one person that you can call upon to pray with you during, hallelujah, the action part of your process, hallelujah. See, the process takes action in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's an action word. Hallelujah. It's steps taking, hallelujah, to change something, hallelujah, or to come to a different end than what you started with in the name of Jesus. And so, hallelujah, he went up, he lay on the child, he put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, his hands on his eyes, and he stretched upon him, hallelujah. The Bible says the flesh of the child become warm. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, it might look like it's awakened, hallelujah, but not complete. Let God, hallelujah, do the complete work. So sometimes you must do the unusual thing. Your faith requires you to believe the unusual thing. I could imagine that mother standing there watching this man on her dead child body, hallelujah. But God was doing something, hallelujah. The warmth was coming. The life was coming back to him, hallelujah. He got up and he walked back and forth in the house and went up, hallelujah, and stretched himself upon the child once again. And the child sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes, hallelujah. Before his eyes was awoken, he sneezed, hallelujah. It is alive. Whatever situation that you think is dead in your life, God, hallelujah, wants to awaken it, hallelujah. But he needs your faith in the name of Jesus. That is part of your process in the name of Jesus. Before you open up your mouth, hallelujah, before you go running and telling and screaming that, oh my God, this happened to me. This is dead in my life. This is the end of it for me. Hallelujah. Trust that God, hallelujah, has a way of awakening it for you. You just have to trust this process. Get in your secret place. Hallelujah. Get in your quiet place and pray. Hallelujah. Do the unusual thing. In this time in our world, the usual thing is to get up on social media and cry about it. Hallelujah. To make noise about it, hallelujah, to talk about it, hallelujah. But in certain processes, hallelujah, you are called to pray about it. Get in your secret place, even as you are listening to this message, hallelujah. Get in your secret place, hallelujah, and pray, hallelujah. Pray to the Lord and watch him bring life to the very dead things, hallelujah, that are in your life. The things that you think that you have lost, the things that you worked hard for, the miracles in your life, hallelujah, seem to be vanishing, hallelujah. Watch God, hallelujah. Get in your secret place. That is my message for you, hallelujah. Sometimes your process requires you, hallelujah, to do the unusual thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To make space for the unusual thing in your life, because the process, hallelujah, is an action word. The process takes action. It changes things, hallelujah, internally and externally in the name of Jesus, and spiritually and physically, hallelujah. When God is doing a work in your life, hallelujah, he is changing you inside out, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not limited by one thing. Hallelujah. Sometimes, yes, God can be changing, processing your financial situation. Sometimes the process is to change, hallelujah, your physical, your health situation. Sometimes the process, hallelujah, is to change your spiritual situation. Whatever the process is changing in your life, hallelujah, always stay on guard and stay in prayer, hallelujah. Discern when to speak up about it and discern when not to, hallelujah. That is my message of hope to you today. God bless you. Until next time.